Shus, all the very, very choshev rabbanim here in the yeshiva, and all the incredible talmidim. Moshe Rabbeinu was extremely accurate. Moshe Rabbeinu, everything that he said was to the T. This is the episode of Mitzrayim. Everything he predicts comes to fruition. And we get up to the seventh one, Barad, of Hail. And the same story. He tells them, bring everything inside. Anything that's going to be left outside will be decimated, obliterated. Bring it all in. And once again, for whatever the reason, Egyptians don't listen. They leave the livestock, the slaves, they stay outside and it all gets destroyed. And the great Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, asks in the Sichos Musar, why? How could this be? They saw Moshe Rabbeinu, they saw his power, they saw his accuracy, pinpoint accuracy. How could they be so oblivious? And he says, it's very simple. You look in the Pesukim, Asher lo sam libo advar Hashem. They didn't put it to heart. They might have known intellectually that Moshe Rabbeinu was right. They saw the devastation by the six prior Makos, but they didn't internalize it. And as a result, they left everything outside, and everything was decimated and destroyed. It says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, this is a very, very important yesod for life. We might know things intellectually, we have to let it enter into our hearts, penetrate into the recesses of our souls. We're definitely in a very difficult time in Am Yisrael. We are in very, very big struggles and very difficult. But we are all very blessed in this room, the Shana Aleph, the Shana Bet, to be in Eretz Yisrael at this incredible pivotal time, to see incredible things, to honestly see how real Yiddishkeit is. I've been blessed to be on this trip many times and been to the yeshiva many times, but never like this. Everybody in this room is zochet to see the incredible what it means to be a Yid. The challenge is to let it sink in, to penetrate. You have the most incredible Rabbanim. And saying beautiful Divrei Torah, beautiful Divrei Chizuk. We have to let it sink in, to see the power of the Torah Kedosha. The Tehillim that we just said, these words really matter. They really mean something. The soldiers in Gaza in the north are depending on us. They're depending on us for this tefillah. They're depending. It really matters. Not just a cute idea. We say Tehillim, it's not a band-aid. It's not something to do to make ourselves feel better. It really works. It really is effective. We really do need to storm the heavens and ask for Rachmei Shemayim. And to really sama libo that our tefillah really is effective. It really is so powerful. We're blessed as these few days, Rav Kessel and I, we've met a lot of soldiers. And that are some that I think could be in Gaza today. Daven for us. Because it really matters. It is the protective, spiritual protection for these Chayalim HaKadoshim. And I know here that we have done tremendous chesed in Torah Shraga. To realize, Olam Chesed Yibaneh. Not a slogan, not a nice idea, but it's real life. Chesed matters. It's the foundation of the world. Emulate the Rachum Mechanun of the Ribono Shel Olam to see how important Chesed is. It really is real. And also to be blessed to be at this time to see the Mesiris Nefesh of Klal Yisrael. I was talking to a soldier last night. He hasn't been home. He has five kids. And he hasn't been home protecting Am Yisrael. His Mesiris Nefesh, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz also says in Sichos Musar, that the level of these Chayalim HaKadoshim, we can't even imagine their Mesiris Nefesh. They stand in a realm that we can't even come close to imagining how powerful they are. So Baruch Hashem, we're blessed, and especially to be in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, Mirat Hashem, to realize everything that we're witnessing now is real. Everything we're witnessing is real life. Maybe prior to this, might have been a little different in our backgrounds and our upbringings, might have been a different lifestyle. But now you're really seeing the koach of Torah, which protects us, the koach of tefillah, the koach of chesed, the koach of Mesiris Nefesh, the incredible achdus of Klal Yisrael, Mika Amcha Yisrael is going around. But the challenge is sama libo, to internalize it. How powerful it is, how real it is. And we say, ki heim chayinu v'orach yameinu, it's real. It means something, it's special, it's our banner, and it really is our identity and our oxygen and our lifeline. So Mirat Hashem, we should be zochet to continue in this incredible, incredible time, difficult time period, inspiring time period, mechazik ourselves in Torah and tefillah and chesed. Mirat Hashem, we'll be able to see the geula b'mehir b'yameinu.